T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another day of testimony in the impeachment hearing. We've got the story.
Woman arrested in Wichita's latest homicide case. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another lawsuit has been filed in the case of a fatal Wichita swatting call. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Spirit will receive $40 million in bonds. What the company plans to spend that money on is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a long stretch of dry weather in south central Kansas, rain and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Our complete update is here in just a few minutes.
Wichita police investigating a stabbing this morning around 3:45. First responders called to a quick trip at 750 South Broadway. A female walked into the store, said she had been stabbed in an alley. She was hospitalized with serious injuries. No word from police on suspect information.
A man was injured in an industrial accident this morning in southwest Wichita. After 4 in the morning, first responders were called to New Holland Construction in the 3300 block of South Hoover Road. A 30-year-old man hospitalized in what was described as crush injuries. He was listed in critical condition.
Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, is on the hot seat today in the Ukraine impeachment inquiry.
National Security Council staffer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman described a July 10th meeting where he said Ambassador Sondland brought up political investigations with Ukraine's National Security Advisor. Colonel Vindman testified that then-National Security Advisor John Bolton quickly cut the meeting short.
I stated to Ambassador Sondland that this was inappropriate and had nothing to do with national security.
Colonel Vindman said Energy Secretary Rick Perry, then Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker, and Russia expert Dr. Fiona Hill were also at that meeting. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The family of a Wichita man killed by police during a phony swatting call has filed another federal lawsuit.
28-year-old Andrew Finch was shot by an officer who responded to a possible murder and suicidal person call. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of his children, is suing the police officer and sergeant for wrongful death by negligence. The lawsuit claims the officers were not properly trained in crisis intervention and did not confirm that the person inside the house shot someone or was suffering from a mental health crisis. The family is asking for over $75,000 in damages. The family has also filed two other lawsuits, one for unconstitutional seizure and another for use of excessive force. The officer who fired the fatal shot has been cleared of any wrongdoing in the matter. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman was arrested after a 41-year-old man was shot and killed in southeast Wichita at a small business operated by the woman. Police Captain Brent Allred says it happened early Tuesday.
Around 2:30 a.m., officers responded to a shooting in a 3,000 block of South Hillside. When officers arrived, they located a male with a single gunshot to his body. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Officers also contacted a 45-year-old female at this location.
Now, that woman was the victim's girlfriend. A handgun was recovered during the investigation. This is Wichita's 27th criminal homicide case of the year and the second in 3 days.
The Wichita City Council has approved $40 million in industrial revenue bonds to Spirit AeroSystems.
The IRBs for the city's biggest employer will help fund bay upgrades, chillers, cranes, cooling towers, lighting upgrades, chemical mill improvements, industrial waste line, road improvements, and more. Councilmember James Clendenin praised Spirit for the work they do for the community.
Very grateful for Spirit solidifying their footprint in the city of Wichita. Anytime that we can continue to solidify that footprint, we're willing to take a look at that.
Spirit received about $280 million in bonds back in May 2016. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump travels to Texas today to tour a new Apple manufacturing plant.
Apple CEO Tim Cook invited the president to Austin, Texas, to tour a new Apple manufacturing plant and tout the company's recent expansion, which includes the creation of thousands of new jobs. Apple is building the Mac Pro, Apple's most powerful computer ever, at a new facility that the company says will accommodate 5,000 additional employees with the capacity to grow to 15,000. Due to the expansion, Apple is expected to become the largest private employer in Austin. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow will accompany the president on this day trip to Texas. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have highlights from basketball action last night for the Shockers and the Jayhawks. We'll talk about the Wildcats as well, coming up in sports.
A Wichita businessman has been accused of federal crimes. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve is head in the morning now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. A Wichita businessman has been accused of federal crimes. Johnny Steven is to be charged with transmission of wagering information, which is a violation of the Federal Wire Act. The U.S. attorney charges that Steven knew someone committed a federal crime and he attempted to cover it up. Court records show Steven is set to make his first court appearance, change his plea, and be sentenced later this morning.
A man committed suicide in public Monday evening at a Dillon's grocery store in the 3200 block of South Seneca. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the man who died was 44-year-old Troy Smith.
The investigation revealed that Smith went to the business with a 46-year-old female. He had made some statements of wanting to his life to end, and went into the store and had broken a bottle and stabbed himself in the neck.
People in the store did try to save him. He was hospitalized with a severe laceration to his neck, but he later died.
Many needy people in the Houston area may go hungry this Thanksgiving as the city's food bank is forced to throw out nearly 2 million pounds of food.
An ammonia leak has contaminated the refrigerated storage units used by the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Chronicle says a line that feeds ammonia into the units was severed and the chemical spilled out everywhere, ruining 1.8 million pounds of food just ahead of Thanksgiving. That's about 62 truckloads of food. No one was injured by the leak, but the units had to be ventilated before anyone could go inside to start cleaning them up. Staffers hope to have the units working again by next Wednesday, the day before the holiday. Jill Nato, Fox News.
How would you like to not only smoke marijuana, but also get paid to do it? Well, the job wanted sign is out.
American Marijuana is looking to hire someone to smoke a variety of cannabis products and give them an honest review. And here's the best part. You can work from the comfort of your own home. American Marijuana will send its new employee a box containing different brands and varieties of cannabis each month and pay whoever they hire up to $3,000 a month. The employee also gets a perk unlikely at any other job, free cannabis products. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a traffic accident now. This is northbound on I-235 at Zoo Boulevard. A busy area this time of morning,
no
so
kidding.
Things could really slow down there. Again, that's northbound I-235 at Zoo Boulevard. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are clouding up here in south-central Kansas. That's ahead of a storm system moving in from the west and also moisture coming in from the south. That will lead to some showers and a few thunderstorms, especially by mid to late afternoon with a high 68. Rain and storms tonight are low in the mid-40s and then clearing, windy, and cooler on Thursday with a high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, a south wind at 16 miles per hour and 58 degrees. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle at Kansas Perio and Dental Implants with us this morning. Good morning, doctor. Nice to have you with us. Are you there? Yeah, are you there, doctor? All right. Yeah, Dr. Wagle will be with us momentarily. It's 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted, and it appears we may have lost connection. 58 degrees now. It's pretty warm out there. You compare it to what it was, about a week ago Monday?
No, we're not used to it being nearly 60 degrees in the morning.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, but we're going to have rain coming in later today, according to all the forecasts we're looking at. And, when you talk about a 70% chance of rain, you say the word likely.
I think we're pretty much there.
We'll be in the forecast. All right.
We'll get a little autumn rain here.
And the wind is kicking up a little bit from the south right now. It was almost calm earlier in the day, but it's kicking up a little bit.
All right.
Steve and Ted now, 8:11, and keep it here for a few minutes. In just a few minutes, Ted's going to bring us up to date on all the sports. And we had
a lot of hoops last night to get through. Of course, home games for the Jayhawks and the Wildcats and the Shockers. So we'll get you caught up. Got some highlights coming your way. Good stuff.
The three biggies last night. All right, let's see. Today is Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. And by the way, yesterday's high temperature was 70.
Wow.
A normal high for the date, 54. On this date in 1981, a tornado struck Concourse B at the brand-new Hartsfield International Airport in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh.
It ripped an engine off a DC-8 and damaged 20 other jets. That was on November 20th in 1981. All right, now Dr. Wagle is with us. Good morning, Doctor. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Steve.
Dr. Jason Wagle of Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Part of the name of your practice is dental implants. So today, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about implants. What exactly is an implant, Doctor?
Oh, yeah. Well, Steve, dental implants are a large part of our practice here at Kansas Perio. I know a lot of people have heard about dental implants. I think that everyone has a general a good idea or understanding what they are. In essence, a dental implant is a new healthy tooth root in which the dentist can put the crown or bridge on that new healthy tooth root so that they can function more adequately.
Does this kind of replace the old bridge or the dentures, or is it part of that process?
It's part of that process. It's the foundational aspects of that process to give you more support and stability.
Who's a good candidate for implants? Anybody? Just almost everybody?
Just about anyone who is obviously missing a tooth due to disease or trauma or any other reason. An ideal candidate for a dental implant is someone who is in good general and oral health and has adequate bone and soft tissue to support the implant.
Now, we've talked several times about the fact that anything that goes on dentally or within your mouth can have repercussions on the rest of your body as far as your health is concerned, right?
Right. So, the best candidates are going to be the ones that are periodontally stable or disease-free.
Yeah.
And just like your natural tooth, in order for the dental implant to be healthy, you need to make sure that the bone and gums are healthy as well for long-term success.
So, and I'm going to ask you, the post-surgery, if you do the implant, is there a long time before the person is back to normal, up and running? Is it like an immediate thing, or does it take a while to heal?
Well, dental implants do take some time to heal. Okay. In order for the bone to bond to the implant, it takes some time for that implant to integrate. We call it integration. That does take some time.
Okay. Now, what should we know about implants that we see advertised on TV and other media?
Well, one of the most common questions I get is exactly what you asked me before. It's like they always ask me, I thought it could be done in a day, or why isn't it like it is on TV? And, you ever watch a, home improvement show and they make it look like it's easy, and fast. And it's not necessarily done like that in reality, right?
Yeah.
So, oftentimes the commercials make it look like you're going to the dental office and they get their tooth on the implant the same day. And yes, sometimes we can do it that way, but it's not necessarily the best treatment for everyone. Mm-hmm. And in reality, only a small percentage of patients are candidates for this type of procedure dependably.
I'll tell you what, if you've got any questions about it, give them a call at Kansas Perio. The number is 685-2731. Hey, thanks for being with us as always. We appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Wagle.
Thank you, too, Steve.
Wednesdays with Wagle. Time to get serious about your smile. It's time to ask your dentist about Kansas Perio. Learn more about their services online at kansasperio.com or call 316-685-2731. Dr. Jason Wagle, Wednesdays with Wagle. How about that, Ted? 8:16, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I've had good luck. I know this is kind of personal, but I've had pretty good luck with my teeth over the years. I still have all of them that I'm supposed to have.
Good.
A couple of them got those fillings in them.
Right.
All right. And but I'm trying to keep these originals until the end.
Right. That's their goal.
That's the idea. And So I go to the dentist. You've got to go at least a couple of times. Well, I go a couple of times a year. Most people go about once a year. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We had, of course, if you were listening, what was it, last hour, I guess, we had Charlie Davidson from the police department in with us talking about an event coming up this weekend. He had been in Lawrence last night for the KU basketball game.
Yeah,
got himself turned around and back down
found
here.
Found himself with some quick tickets to that game, took his kids up there. And
now that is, of course, I've been to a game in Allen Fields' house. Have you had been to one there, Ted?
I've never been to a men's game. I've called a women's game there.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've gotten to call a game there.
Shelly and I were dating, and when we were dating, we went up and we saw a KU-K-State game there.
How about that?
That was something to see. But, of course, we got a pretty good atmosphere out at Koch Arena as well. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward. Plenty of basketball to talk about this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, a lot of hoops last night, including Koch Arena for the Shockers, taking on Gardner-Webb. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Shot clock down to 7. Out front, Stevenson dribbles right, down to 3 to shoot. Whips it to Deze, and he got it off in time, and it rattles in.
Shocks get the job done, outscoring Gardner-Webb in the paint, 34-6. Morris Udeze had a career-high 15 points, and 15 as well for Jamarius Burton. The Shockers beat Gardner-Webb 74-52. Shocks are now 4-0 on the season. Remarks from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We were a little handsy and ratty because they were getting in there, but we were getting hands on the ball or whatever. I guess our size maybe caused them a little trouble because I thought their guards were doing a very good job of penetrating, and they shot the basketball tremendously well. And we were getting beat off the bounce, and they were spraying it as they got into the paint. So when a team shoots 52.5% from three and you still can walk out of there with a 22-point lead and empty the bench with 2:15 to go, it's pretty good.
There you go. Shocks get the win. They're 4-0. Up in Lawrence last night, fourth-ranked Kansas taking on undefeated East Tennessee State. And KU is getting it done in the paint as well. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
A lob to Doak. Doak, beautiful move. Throws it down again. A two-hand thunder jam for Udoka Azubuki. And he's fouled as well.
I love the awareness by this Kansas team. They know that Doak is working his butt off in that paint. And he's commanding the ball. And when he's getting it, he's doing something positive right there for the and one.
Azubuki, 21 points, 5 block shots. KU wins the game, 75-63. One thing the Jayhawks did not do well last night, they couldn't make long shots, they couldn't make threes. Missed 13 of their 14 three-pointers.
Wow. Yeah.
However, Jayhawks shoot 73% inside the arc. So they were getting it going from
miss in there.
Closer range right there. Yeah, here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
I thought we played well. You know, the first 10 minutes is the best 10 minutes we played this year. To be up 28-10 on them and not make shots. And of course, they weren't shooting a great percentage, but we're 1-for-9 the first half from three and then 0-for-5 the second half. That's by far the worst we shot at. Of course, that's been a concern.
Well, it was a concern last night, but when you're making all those twos, you know, that makes up for it.
Sure does.
Kansas wins the game 75-63, 24th straight home win for the Jayhawks as they move to 3-1 on the season. In Manhattan last night, Kansas State wins, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff 62-51, kind of the same thing we've seen from K-State all year, kind of a very blah first half and a pretty good second half. Yeah. K-State is now 4-0 on the season, Xavier Sneed with 21 points for the Wildcats. The Wichita State women are on the road tonight, taking on Louisiana Tech, one of the former blue bloods of college women's basketball. Tech is off to a 2-0 start. Steve Strain has live coverage of the Shocker ladies at 6:30 tonight, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Newman men are home tonight, going for their fourth win in a row. They're hosting Cameron at 7 o'clock tonight. The Hutchinson Community College men are now 8-0 on the season, and they are ranked fourth in the nation as they beat Heston College 87-53 last night. And in women's basketball, Cowley College wins on the road at Northern Oklahoma Tonkawa 61-54. The Cowley ladies are off to an 8-0 start on the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean shares thoughts on the latest impeachment testimony. That's coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.